It certainly is, and it's nice to have your company wherever you're listening across the globe. Welcome to it. I'm keen to find out more about the situation with Melbourne City. The FFA Cup round of 16 match they played last night. They were too good. They were too good. Were Melbourne City, no surprise either, because they are the reigning champions and premiers, of course, of the A-League from the last season. Scotty Jamieson is the coach. No, he's not. He's the captain of Melbourne City. He joins us. He probably wants to be coach one day. Scotty, good morning.
Good morning, boys, and all boys. It's not Sherelle in this morning, so good morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, no, it's the first time you've spoken to us without Sherelle for a little while. She's a bit upset, but we're happy to have you.
Yeah, oh, amazing, then. I'm glad to be here.
How's the season started for you from your eye? I know it's been it's been pretty well served from a results perspective, but from your eye, from what you're expecting, how's the season started for you?
Yeah, it's come along so far so good. Obviously, performance-wise, we've been okay, and then results-wise, okay also. And with the Adelaide United result, you know, 2-0 up with 15 to play, and then even 2-1, I thought we were comfortable. And then, unfortunately, a brain fade of some proportion, and then it was 2-2. But you know, with last night, you know, we got minutes into players that haven't had a lot of minutes and won the game, which is the focus. So yeah, we're okay at the moment. We're doing okay.
So I was going to ask you about last night. I did notice your name wasn't on the team sheet. Is that we don't do all that in the early doors in the FFA Cup or early in the season, try and overload the more experienced players?
Oh, I just think I could explain it the best way is leave the Rolls Royce in the garage. Leave the Rolls Royce in the garage, yeah?
Don't like that
out,
a lot.
Don't bring it out on rainy days. So it was a case of, like I said, first and foremost, winning the game and putting a team out to win the game, but also giving players the opportunity to really get minutes into the legs, because there is a big schedule coming up, and you know, it's an opportunity to do that.
That's an outstanding response too, just by the way.
It's actually quite funny because I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and quick story, there's a player in Scotland, a real classy player, and he was they were doing a running test, and the best player didn't come out, and all the players are complaining, and the players said, and they said, why aren't you running? He said, well, you carry the piano and I'll play the piano. So I've been listening to a few podcasts and learning a few lines.
That result on the weekend against Adelaide, you mentioned that 2-0 up, and then a couple of minutes later it's 2-2 and you walk away with 1 point instead of 3. What's the review process like from that? Because you're the best team in the business, you're a really professional team, and I imagine the coach wouldn't have been too wrapped about that.
No, it was a review in black and white, and that's what it had to be. Essentially, we were really pleased with the way we carried out our game plan. We did everything that was asked of us, and unfortunately, like I said, a bit of a brain fade, and that's yeah, that's okay. It's a learning process for young players, and you know, if they don't learn, then maybe not up to it. But I'm pretty sure that you know, everyone involved will learn from that, and we'll move forward, and it will help them as an individual, but also as a team.
Scotty, it's early in the season, obviously, but have you recognised anything from other teams or the flow of games, a change, a step up this season already?
No, not so much. I mean, I was aware coming into the season that all teams had strengthened, so that hasn't surprised me. Yeah, and, you know, all teams have, I guess, started off a little bit shaky just due to the pre-season and the lack of A-League games. But, you know, teams are starting to warm up now, so it'll get going soon, I'm pretty sure.
We were talking earlier in the week, Scotty, about the victory, and they just feel different. They are different. They got a new coach, a new plan, new style, new players, etc. But have you noticed it's almost like in response to the fact they don't like the fact you are the champions?
Well, I've noticed they've obviously got a steel, you know, they've got a spine about them now, and yeah, with Tony Popovich coming in, that was always going to be the case. There wouldn't be walkovers like there had been over the last 2 to 3 years. So, essentially, you know, we're fully aware of what they're about, but at the same time, not worried. We have to focus on ourselves and continue to do that. But I think it's great for the competition. It's a strong victory and great for Melbourne.
Well, there's no doubt about that. We want some competition in Melbourne Town to get things rolling again, because it is a really important phase for the A-League, I reckon. We were talking the other day, Scotty, about the broadcast situation and the subscription model that the A-League's gone down through the Channel 10 and Paramount opportunities. Do you get feedback on that from fans, the way that game's covered?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm pretty vocal. How can I put it? I'm on Twitter a fair bit, so I do see a bit of... I do see a bit of feedback, and albeit, you know, I think it was great that Channel 10 took on the responsibility and saw the opportunity to grow with the A-League, and you know, a few teething issues, but you know, essentially we've got one game free to air on a Saturday night, which is, you know, great exposure, and then with Paramount, you know, getting behind it and you know, streaming the games, it's positive.
Interesting. It's a lot of conversation the other day for us on our SMSs that fans are getting a bit upset. They can't find it. It's all too hard, and it's going to affect the way they consume the product, which I don't think is something the league can afford to could do, has it? Or can they?
No, I don't think it can. But at the same time, you know, we're two rounds into the season so far, so I fully expect some teething issues.
And yeah, fair point.
Come right round five, if it's still the same, then you'll be seeing me a bit local on Twitter. But I don't think that's the case. I think we'll be building towards hopefully a strong partnership with Paramount and Channel 10, and like I said, the coverage so far for me has been very good.
So when would you expect your team to be in full swing? The first couple of games are obviously you iron out a few kinks and you try and sort yourselves out from a chemistry and connection perspective. When would you expect to see City really rolling in this A-League season?
Gee, that's a great question. I don't want to say round five and then this week we put on five goals and a flying, and it makes me look a bit silly. So I don't really want to put a tag on it. But all I will say is that, you know, the key and the expectation from our football club and our team is that every week we're improving. So I'm pretty confident that we will. From round one to round two, I saw an improvement, and I'm expecting, you know, this week, round three, to be an improvement on that.
So just further to that, that was a solid question from half. I'm not sure it was a great question.
It was a great question.
But does it feel the same because you're the champions and then you have an extended sort of break and then you get back into it again? Do you just roll in and it feels the same and you've got the same energy, the same chemistry, or is it almost like you are not necessarily starting again, but half starting again?
It's a good question because, you know, there's no momentum necessarily from a grand final to round one because it's the 4 or 5 months difference. But in saying that, you know, there is confidence from what you did last year, but you know, there's essentially new teams, new squads. So inside ourselves, yeah, there's definitely a massive confidence of what we can do and where we can get to. But, you know, there was no necessarily, I guess, momentum from last year because of the massive break.
Now, Scotty, there's many ways to get injured. Have you been injured on a plane before and got off and been unable to take your place?
No, I haven't actually. I know where you're going with it. I also don't have an owner that talks more than the players in the media, so I'm quite fortunate. I mean, I was at that club for a few years, but he never really talked about me, so I was pretty fortunate.
In all seriousness, Daniel Sturridge is going to be a big hit, we suspect. He's been good in the build-up before he even stepped on the pitch.
Yeah, he has. He'll be great value, and I think it's good for the league. Yeah, obviously, there's a few teething problems there, and trying to get his body right, but he's in Melbourne. I think you should definitely try and chase an interview up. I know the media manager, so flip me 50 and I'll try and get you an interview.
I'm more interested in playing golf with you and I and half next week.
Yes, just don't worry about that. I'm dying to have a hit. Don't worry about that.
Hey, Scotty, just on the Sterling situation, and not anything to do with
Sturridge.
Him necessarily. Sturridge, sorry.
Not Raheem. Yep.
Sterling.
Raheem's not here.
That would be good. Who would be the best A-League player that's played in the last, say, 10 years?
Well, I think, you know, Alessandro Del Piero comes to mind. Thomas Broich. I hope Daniel Sturridge is up there because if he has a successful individual campaign, then that means more eyes in the A-League. But, I definitely think there's been, you know, a lot of good players come through and like the names Del Piero and Lesser, you know, Broich, even Ninkovic now. So McLaren's doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is Jamie McLaren part of that conversation?
Yeah.
Well, he's been the best goal scorer, no doubt about it. Best player, it's how you define the game and how you view the game, but definitely the best goal scorer and one of the most important players going around, yeah.
Well, you've got another game for the fans out there this weekend. Melbourne City taking on Western United this Saturday night, 7:45 at Amy Park. Check your local guides to see Scotty Jamieson in action because it's Rolls Royce time this Saturday night. Not in the garage on Saturday, mate. Get out there and do your thing with the boys.
Hopefully the Rolls Royce comes out. Hopefully it's up for selection, so I'm definitely pushing it. Don't worry. Not in the car.
Right, we'll get that right, and then we'll see you on the golf course next week.
Champions, boys. Much appreciated. Take care.